Hello, and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and this is episode number 36, or the first episode of season 2 of the podcast. You guys, I am so excited to be back doing this for you guys. And I decided in the 4 months that I took off that if I was going to do a podcast, it was going to be worth my time and yours. Because honestly, there are hundreds and thousands of podcasts out there right now. Anyone who wants to start a podcast has a podcast. And so if I was going to continue to produce my podcast, it needs to be information that is worth you taking the time to listen to, because I know you are all busy and taking the time to listen to a podcast better be worth it. So I promise you guys, this season is going to be much better audio quality and much better content than last season. I got myself a brand new mic, a Yeti mic, and it is awesome. And I am so excited about the topics and the guests that I have lined up for you guys. So basically today, I just want to catch you up on what I've been up to for the last 4 months. And then next week, we'll have my first awesome guest that I am so excited about. So basically, last September, I recorded my last few episodes. And unfortunately, I had some fantastic interviews. But the good news is I still have them. So I'll probably be releasing them. They'll just be a little bit out of date. But the content and the people that I interviewed are so awesome. I don't want them to be lost. So I will for sure publish those episodes. But you might notice they're a little out of date. But anyways, my last couple episodes of last season were interviews with my good friend Melissa and Rose, and you can tell in those episodes that I was starting to get a little bit physically sick. I was starting to lose my voice, and you could tell that I had very little energy, and I basically was just getting those recorded and out really not my highest quality. And along with being physically sick, I was starting to not sleep very well. And for any of you that listened to last season of the podcast, especially my episode on depression and my experience with depression, know that once I stop sleeping, I can spiral down very quickly. And that is exactly what happened. And I have no idea why I continue to struggle with the same thing over and over again, even though I feel like I have more than done my time with anxiety and depression, but I have to keep doing it for some reason. There must be something that I have not quite learned yet. However, I have done it so many times that we recognized it very quickly, and I got myself to the doctor and started on the medication, but unfortunately, I had to stop doing most of the things that brought me joy, one of which was this podcast. So we did what we needed to do. I ended season one, and we got to the doctor and started following the doctor's orders. And at first, I didn't miss the podcast. Honestly, the deadlines and the interviews and the editing and getting them published for you guys, I just was like, you know what? Maybe I just was supposed to do 35 episodes and that's it. And I'm done doing podcasts. Unfortunately, at the beginning of this, my husband, who is usually a huge help to me, was coaching the varsity boys soccer team for our local high school and was out of town at the state championships for a week. And thankfully, my mom came into town to help take care of me and the kids. And let me just take just a second to recognize my mom, who is like the best mom on the planet. And I know she's listening because she always listens to my podcast, but she was so good to come and put her life on hold for a week to take care of me and the kids. And I was super grumpy and mean to her and a jerk all the time. And she just kind of ignored it and was really sweet to me anyways. And so I just wanted to say thanks, Mom, for helping out in a time of need and ignoring the fact that I was being a huge jerk. What happened was, as the holidays started, I started to feel a lot better, which was great because I was able to enjoy the holidays with my darling children, and Thanksgiving was better and Christmas was even better, and I enjoyed the holidays. They were just simple, and I had just our little family with us, and we had such a magical time. And then right after New Year's, I had the opportunity to go on a vacation with my husband to Thailand. And if you follow me over on Instagram or Facebook, you can find me on Instagram at MoniTanner1, MoniTanner1, or on Facebook, Monica Tanner. I have been posting pictures of this amazing vacation in Thailand. And I just have to say that if it is not on your bucket list, you should put it right at the top immediately, because Thailand is one of the most magical locations on earth. I did not know what to expect, but my husband's cousin planned this trip and asked us if we wanted to go, and we thought, sure, why not? So we booked tickets and we planned this little getaway to Thailand, and the travel was horrible. It was like 13 hours and then another 6 hours in an airplane. So that was awful. But once we got there, it was so magnificently beautiful. I mean, the landscape, the temples, just the ocean, everything about Thailand is so beautiful and basically not so commercialized as the States. So it was magnificently beautiful. The food was unreal. I knew I liked Thai food, but I had no idea that I liked it so much. Everything I ate was like a party in my mouth, and my husband jokes that we ate our way through Thailand. My husband is not a very adventurous eater. He mostly likes to stick to the things that he knows, and he basically was looking for pizza the entire trip. But everything that he did try, he absolutely loved. So the food there was just incredible. And then the people, I cannot say enough about the people and the culture there. The language barrier is quite thick. They don't really speak a lot of English there, but these people are so sweet and so humble and so kind that it was just such a joy to get to know the culture and the people there in Thailand. And I had no idea how much I would love the Buddhist religion, but I must deep down inside be part Buddhist, because I really loved a lot of the Buddhist teachings that we learned about while we were there. And we didn't stay in one place. We flew into Bangkok and then flew down to Krabi after a couple of days. Krabi was beautiful. We not only stayed by the beach, but we also went about an hour inland into the jungle and stayed one night, and that was just incredible. And then we took a ferry out to Phi Phi Island, which was absolutely breathtaking, and then ferried over to Phuket, which was my favorite. There we bathed with the elephants, we played with monkeys, I got to face my fear and go in the tiger's den, and I mean, it was just so much fun, honestly, just so much fun. So anyways, like I said, make sure you get Thailand on your bucket list, because you will not regret a trip to Thailand. And also, while I was there, while we had all this travel time, I read from cover to cover the book Essentialism by Mark McGowan, which I would absolutely recommend to anyone. I mean, it was such an amazing read and such a good time for me to go through that material and just think about the things in my life that are essential and basically cut out everything that isn't essential. And again, if you're following me on social media, you'll see in my stories that I completely redid my closet, which was so much fun. I Marie Kondo'd my closet. Basically, I took every single item out of my closet, all my clothes, all my shoes, all my jewelry, everything, and put it on my bed. And then I only replaced the things that brought me true joy. Anything else, I put in a bag and I sent down to my sister-in-laws who loved it. So that was fun that I could serve them in that way. And now when I walk into my closet, everything in there I love. So getting dressed is pure joy because anything that I put on, I feel spectacular in and I love, and it is such a great feeling. And I'm bound and determined to go through the whole rest of my house and totally do that. Just take out anything in my house that doesn't bring me joy. And then after I do that physically in my house, I want to just mentally do that. I want to do that to my computers. I want to do that to my habits and practices and just take out everything that is not essential. And I have been really good lately about saying no to things that I feel like I would resent later. So I've only been saying yes to things that I feel like I can use my unique talents and skills to complete and to really do well. Another thing that I did when I came home was I sold my seasonal boutique that I've been doing for the last 13 years. And that was a huge, huge step for me because for the last 13 years, I've been hosting this giant boutique and we grew it from doing it in our homes. I started it with a partner 13 years ago. We started it out of her home and grew so big that we would have to just use an entire house. And we basically take 50 to 60 handmade artists and vendors and put them in this house. And then we invite all of our friends. And in one weekend, we get about 1,000 people through to look at these really cool, handmade, unique local crafts. And I basically, it's something that I loved doing and I could do it pretty much in my sleep. It's not hard for me to do. However, it does take time and energy away from this podcast and from my nonprofit. And so it was time to take that off my plate because it had served its purpose. And I thanked it for the joy it had brought into my life, the things it had taught me over the years, and the confidence it had built in me. And I sold it to the most awesome gal who is going to take it and run with it. I'm so excited for her. She's going to be amazing. So this April will be my very last event that I will ever throw under the name of Holiday House. And it will be a day full of emotion for me, I'm sure, as I say goodbye to something that has been such a big part of my life, but also realize that I am moving on to bigger and better things where I can really use my passion and do some things that I've really been wanting to do. So that is also very exciting. So what happened when I came home from this trip to Thailand was I absolutely had this new appreciation for my husband. We got to spend some great quality time together that really bonded us together and solidified, strengthened our relationship. And then I got home and I just absolutely loved my kids more, if that is even possible. They all of a sudden were like the coolest people in the world to me. And I loved talking to them. And I think I came to the realization that while I loved my babies, I did not love being a baby mom, which is absolutely okay. Obviously the sleepless nights were not good for me, and I do not like bodily fluids, which is, there's a lot of bodily fluids when you're raising babies. And I just hated all of the crap that you had to lug around everywhere you went, the toys and the formula and the snacks and the always trying to keep up with the shoes and the coats. And I just didn't love being a baby mom, which is crazy. But my kids right now are at perfect ages. They go from 15 down to 7, and they are like so much fun now. They've got these incredible personalities and they talk like adults and they have real experiences that they love to share with me, and they're starting to develop their talents and really learn about who they are and their personalities. And it is so much fun to be their mom. I couldn't believe how much I love being their mom now. So I wish I could just freeze time and not let them grow any older, but since I can't do that, I will just have to cherish every moment that I have with them. And so you will probably hear about over the next year or so that we will be taking a lot of vacations. We've got a lot of big birthdays in our family this year. My husband and I are each turning 40, which is crazy. It seems very old, but I'm super excited. I think I'm really gonna like my 40s because I kind of just don't give a crap about what anyone thinks. I've kind of gotten to the point where I am who I am. I have my family who I love and my friends, and I don't really need anything else. I don't need anyone's approval or acceptance. I really just kind of am very comfortable with where I'm at and who I am and who I'm becoming. And if you don't like it, then you really don't have to participate. So if you do like what I'm doing and you do like what I'm saying, then great, come along for the ride. If not, that's okay. I'm not for everyone, and that's totally, totally okay. So my husband and I are turning 40. My oldest is turning 16, which is absolutely crazy. My next one is turning 13, which is also a huge birthday. My mom's turning 70, so we're gonna do something really special to celebrate her this year. So we will be taking a lot of trips, and I'm sure I will be reporting on them and telling you about them, but I really just want to take advantage of this time where my kids are so much fun and just make some really cool memories with them. So that's what all the traveling this year is about. So anyways, I got back from my trip mid-January, decided that I absolutely loved my family, loved my kids, that I was so blessed. I just looked around at my home and all of my things and the people that I get to share those things with and thought, man, I am just one really, really, really lucky girl. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I am determined to share my gifts and the things that I've learned with you guys and anyone who will listen. So if you are enjoying this podcast, I would love it. It would be so great if you could tell your friends, tell your sisters, your mom, your kids, anyone about it, because I mean, if I can just get the message out to as many people as possible, if I can motivate and inspire you to find your passion and figure out what your gifts are, your unique gifts and talents and what you uniquely have to share with the world and light a fire under you, get you out there sharing those things, even though it might be scary and even though you might fail and even though it may not go the way you think it is supposed to go. If I can get you out there doing those things, I will have succeeded. And I know I don't need any of that to be a success. I have already exceeded and I love where I'm at regardless, but those things are really what my purpose is and what my passion is. So that's what I'm all about. So I had to wait just a little bit to kind of get all of my ducks in a row and decide really if this was my platform, if this is what I wanted to do. And as I prayed about it and I thought about it and I kind of planned it out, it was a resounding yes. Restart your podcast, get these guests going, and continue doing what you know you have in you. So that's what I'm doing. So this is episode number one. Next week, we have my new friend, Joanne Lee Cornish, who has written the book, When Calories and Cardio Don't Cut It. And I am so excited to interview her. And the reason why I thought this interview would be so good is because we're still relatively early in 2019. And I know that like 95% of you have made New Year's resolutions that have something to do with physical fitness and health. And we're still early. And so hopefully you guys haven't given up on those resolutions yet, that you're still there and you're still working on those goals. And she has such a great, fresh perspective on health. And I'm so excited. So I've been reading her book and it is a great read. I would recommend it to any of y'all. It's called When Calories and Cardio Aren't Cutting It. And it's a blue book written by Joanne Lee Cornish. She's going to be with us next week with all kinds of just great information for y'all. But you can find that book on Amazon or any bookseller. So I highly recommend it. If you want to read it to get ready for next week's episode, great. If not, if you want to read it, if you want to get an idea, listen to the interview first and then read the book, more power to you. That sounds great. I think she's recording an audiobook at the moment. So if you don't have time to read, you can listen to it. So we'll get all the information and all the goodness that she has next week. And that's really all I have for you this week. But keep coming and keep listening. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.